For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. According to new documents, President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who actually offered what he called political synergy with the Trump campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments to Stormy Daniels. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas. Cohen has implicated the president in a crime, saying that he was the person who directed him to violate the campaign finance laws. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen, as he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. In an additional filing late on Friday, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Another weekend of demonstrations in France. 89,000 police deployed across the country. Authorities in Paris are hoping to avoid a repeat of last Saturday's violence, with rioters torching cars and looting shops.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris. The first demonstrators were on the Champs-Élysées by 6 a.m. local time. The police were there before them. There are barricades on all the streets leading to the Champs-Élysées, and a dozen armored vehicles are on the streets of the capital. Shops are boarded up, the Eiffel Tower and several museums are closed, and Parisians have been advised to avoid the city center.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spoke at a national conference on crime in Kansas City. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The president delivered the closing address at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. The meeting is sponsored by the Justice Department. The White House says Project Safe Neighborhoods is the centerpiece of the department's strategy for reducing violent crime.
An important milestone in our campaign to make America safe again is the reduction in the murder rate. Murders in America's largest cities are projected to drop by more than 8%. Compared to 2016, a remarkable turnaround in just two short years.
This year, there was a new all-time record for the prosecution of violent crime. 15,300 defendants were prosecuted for federal gun crimes, almost 20% more than the previous record. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The economy has added 155,000 jobs as the unemployment rate remains near historic lows. John Clemens reports.
The U.S. economy has created more than 2 million new jobs in 2018 in healthcare, construction, manufacturing, and in hospitality. Elaine Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000 in November, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, in manufacturing, and in transportation and warehousing.
The unemployment rate is now at a 49-year low. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.